This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 27th, 2013. Should have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Now, we did have on the agenda the OGC enforcement manual, as we had on the agenda last time, and there was a request last evening that we hold discussion of that matter over to the next meeting, and of course we will honor that request. I did want to just kind of explain what some of the documents are, because we suddenly put a whole bunch of documents out on the public record. They're posted on the website, and I thought I would just explain what these documents are so people will know what they're looking at as they prepare for the next meeting. Or at least prepare to listen to the next meeting. So I'm not going to get into the substance of it because we're going to hold that. So agenda document 13-21 is the enforcement manual that was prepared by the Office of General Counsel. They had circulated a draft internally back in January and incorporated some changes based on commissioner comments before putting this document on blue for the last meeting. Agenda document 13-21A is a document prepared by the vice chairman, Commissioners Hunter and Peterson, which is actually largely similar to to the document that the Office of General Counsel prepared, but it does contain a number of proposed edits to that document. And then we have agenda document 13-21B. Hang on, I lost my cheat sheet. Yeah, 13-21B is a revision of 13-21, the document that the General Counsel had originally prepared, incorporating some, but not all of the edits that are suggested in 13-21A. I think that one point that I would just like to make is, as I said, there's a great, great deal of overlap among these documents, and I think it's fair to say that in the areas of overlap, the public can assume that there is general agreement on the topics that are considered therein. And so I'm happy that I had made a commitment that we would put the enforcement manual on the public record this month, and we've done that. Obviously, there are several versions of it. I had hoped to have a substantive discussion of it as well. We were not able to do that. But I think for people out there who are trying to figure out where the areas of disagreement are, other than small wording issues and a number of small issues that may pop up through the documents, I think it's fair to say that there are two overarching topics that are going to be discussed at the next meeting. And I'm not going to get into the details. I'm just going to mention them so people will have kind of a preview of. I'm trying not to step on the toes of people who've asked that we hold this over, but I also want to give people a preview of what's to come, so they'll know what to look for, and they'll know what parts of the document they should
kind
be focusing
on. It's kind of the pregame, like ESPN has.
Like the trailer,
Okay.
The movie trailer.
Okay.
You know, stay
being
tuned
held,
for.
But we're not reaching the merits.
I'm not going to reach the merits exactly. But the two, I think, big picture issues that will be discussed are. What happens at the pre-RTB phase of a matter here at the Commission? What kinds of documents should the Office of General Counsel be looking at in formulating their recommendation to the Commission? And what should be our relationship with the Department of Justice? And those are, I think, sort of the two big picture issues that there may be some disagreement about on the Commission. But, we're going to have a full-throated discussion of all of that. Uh, We also have a number of, there's all these 13-21 letter documents that were put out that are mostly reflect on the history and of how these issues have been handled in the past here and contain recommendations for how they should be handled going forward. So there's a number, there's a memorandum from the General Counsel on that, and there's a number of other documents that that bear upon that that have been created over the years. It's my understanding that right now the for people who are wondering what's going on right now and if they have MERS and what's happening with them, that the General Counsel's office is following the procedures that are set forth in, I guess it's agenda document 13-21B. I guess the only other thing that I want to say on this is, as has been previously noted, our general counsel is on the verge of leaving us, which is something that is quite sad for me. And I do think that he has been instrumental in preparing the enforcement manual, and that his perspective on that document would be extremely valuable. So I have asked him, and he has graciously agreed. This was supposed to be his last appearance at a commission meeting, but he was going to be on vacation at the next meeting, but he has graciously agreed that he will come back and postpone his vacation so that he can be here and give us his guidance at the next meeting. So I very much appreciate his willingness to do that. And with that, unless somebody else wants to say something as part of the pregame show, I will, I think the only other item.
Trailers tend to be short.
Sorry. Maybe my trailer was a little bit too long. But there are so many documents to discuss. I just thought it was, people might be confused by all these documents that suddenly showed up on the website, and I thought maybe a little roadmap might be helpful. With that, Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters that we need to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are no such matters.
Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.